the rest of the story. Each of us is a mingling of dust and deity. Rarely are men totally honest or entirely dishonest, rarely 100% good or through and through bad. You have to understand this to understand today's headlines. It helps to understand why even a killer may have been a pretty good guy. Judas Iscariot could tell you the rest of the story. Jesus was crucified and Judas didn't mean to. Judas Iscariot had a big idea and a chance to pick up a few pieces of silver. He didn't figure they'd try to make a federal case out of it. Judas didn't want any blood on his hands. He'd seen Jesus turn water into wine and make loaves and fish out of nothing and heal the sick and raise Lazarus from the dead. Anybody who could perform miracles like that wasn't going to let himself get into any serious trouble. Judas did not intend to be a traitor. This was not meant to be treason. Judas was not all evil. Understand that. All of his life, he'd been pretty good. Judas was not a card-carrying traitor. Remember, he was the educated one of the 12. Judas was a better berth than the other 11, mostly illiterate fishermen. Judas was one smart cookie. That's why they made him treasurer. He was the better born and bred. He was more cultured, trained, educated. He was highly regarded by the other disciples. Now, it's true, Judas caused Jesus' suffering and crucifixion, but he didn't mean to. The 30 pieces of silver were little added inducement. In fact, Judas had decided on the mutiny before there was any talk of money, and though he had led an armed mob in that last act, he made a point of asking them to lead Jesus away safely. And then when he saw the awfulness of what he had done, saw the hour after hour ordeal that Jesus was going through, he ran back to the authorities and he tried to get them to call off the whole deal and take back the money, and when they wouldn't, he threw it on the floor, and when he knew it was too late, that's when he fetched a rope and found a tree and hanged himself. And stray dogs were already eating at his remains when Jesus was marched to Calvary. In those last few seconds up there on the tree, doubtless sobbing real tears, as he fumbled to tie the knot for the noose, the disciple from Judea must have wished with all his heart that he could undo that last vile kiss. He had not meant to betray his master unto death. Judas, how can I say this? Judas did not run and jump into a sewer. He backed in. There was no thought of bloodstained hands. He was no disciplined dues-paying subversive. Judas was a man of a little greed and a little lust and a little pride. But they added up. And finally, 30 miserable little pieces of silver were all it took to tip the scales. Do you understand what I'm saying? Judas was not an all bad fellow, but that made no difference. He was weak enough so that he permitted evil men to use him and to conspire with him to commit treason, and Jesus was crowned with thorns and nailed to a tree, and Jesus was dead, and Judas did that. What does it matter that he didn't mean to? That is the rest of the story.